You can find other titles like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. I know you. I know how you spend your days. Day after day, you only want to do your job or take care of your business. But day after day, others keep coming to you time after time. They keep talking. You've got to do this, or you've got to do that. And all you want to do is take care of your own work. Take care of your time and space. But they keep talking. They keep disturbing you. Keep getting in the way of what you want to do. Keep getting in the way of what you want to be. They keep talking and talking and talking and stressing you out. So much you simply start to turn them off. You turn off their voices so that their mouths move, but no sound comes out. You simply try to shut them off. You just can't seem to take any more. Constantly disturbing you, getting in your space, taking up your time. So you simply try to shut them down. You simply want to escape. You simply want time for yourself. You just need to get away. Get away to your own place. Escape the streets. Escape the stress and get away. And so you get in your car and you try to get away. Just try to drive away in your car. But there are so many other cars on the road. It's so hot. There's so much traffic. The hot, searing heat bearing down on you. Cars bumper to bumper. It's been such a long day. And you only want to get away. Get away and escape to your own place. Rude drivers cutting you off. Honking their horns. It's just so hot and you are stuck in traffic. Just not going anywhere. And you only want to get home. Get away, and escape. You only want to get away. Escape to your own place. A place where you can get away from all the stress. Just get away and relax. Get away and relax. Get away and relax. You just want to get away and relax. It's okay, baby. It is. It's okay. Dominica's here. That's right. Dominica's here now. Dominica's here. Dominica's here. Dominica's here. And now it's time to relax. Listen to my soothing voice. Bathe you in relaxation. The relaxing sound of my voice flowing over you. Taking away all those cares. Taking away all that stress. Now is the time, baby, to escape. Escape and relax with Dominica. And it just feels so good. Oh, let it all go now. Let it go and relax. Easy, calm, and relaxed. Heartbeat slowing down, 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 down. Breathing slowing down. Slow and deep. Slow and deep. Slow and deep, easy and relaxed. Feels so good to relax and let go. Let go, bathing in the relaxation of my voice. Just like when you were a young child, getting ready for bed. Let Dominica get you ready for bed, honey. Slipping into your little comfy sleeper. Little one-piece pink cotton sleeper. Setting first one foot into the leg of the sleeper. And then the other, pulling it up over your shoulders. And then sliding in one arm. And then the other. So nice and comfy. Then slowly zipping up. So snug and comfortable. In your little pink cotton sleeper. Covering your whole body warm and snug in the sleeper. Feels so good to be comfortable, so easy to relax, so easy to listen to my soothing voice, allowing you to escape and let go. Now sliding your feet into the fluffy pink slippers, so warm and comfortable, warm and comfortable and relaxed. So relaxed now, bathed in my words. It's time for sleep now. Time for sleep now, baby. Time to sleep for Dominica. Time to sleep and dream. Dream in Dominica's world. Time to escape and dream with Dominica. And it feels so good. Just feels so good. Come with me now, baby. Come with Dominica as you sleep and dream. Sleep and dream in Dominica's world. Come with me. Come, follow me. Feel me, take your hand now. Take your hand and guide you. Follow me as I guide you. See before you a tall, shiny cylinder. Tall and shiny. It's large and big enough for you to stand inside quite comfortably. And as I snap my fingers, the curved door simply slides open. Slides open as it invites you inside. Take my hand as I guide you. Guide you into my conversion chamber. Dominica's conversion chamber. Step inside and turn and face the door. And as I snap my fingers, the door slides closed. Standing inside the round cylinder now, a soft white light illuminates the inside. Look around. You feel calm and at peace. You know that you are safe inside my conversion chamber. You know that I am here to take care of you. And as you are standing in my cylinder, bathed in my soft white light, you notice that the cylinder begins to fill up with a heavy, thick, warm fluid. It begins to fill the cylinder, slowly sliding up over your toes and feet. The fluid feels warm as it oozes up over your ankles, filling the chamber more and more and more. The thick, warm, heavy fluid covers your calves and knees, up onto your thighs, and over your hips. You feel a slight tingle as your body becomes immersed in the fluid. The tips of your fingers now and your hands feel it. As the fluid continues to fill up over your pelvis and onto your belly, your entire body being immersed in the warm, heavy, heavy fluid. Over your arms and shoulders and over your chest now. The fluid's so very heavy, your body is powerless to move, unable to resist the heavy, warm influence of the fluid. It rises up over your neck. Only your head is above the fluid now. And gradually, your face too becomes surrounded in the warm, heavy fluid. And yet you find that you can still breathe. You can still breathe in the magical conversion fluid, now totally immersed in its influence. More and more, you feel your body tingle as the fluid is absorbed by your skin. The warm, heavy fluid surrounding your body, tingling, absorbing, changing the power of the fluid so strong. So strong, surrender to the power of the conversion fluid. Your body now completely encased, surrounded and encased, just like a large cocoon. Feel the rush as the influence of the fluid takes over your body. Rush, rushing, rush, rushing, spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning, around and around and around and around. Feel the rush and the tingles and the energy as your body is changed by the magical fluid. The rush. Your body is almost liquefied in the fluid. Rushing and swirling and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. And just as suddenly as it all began, it stops. And just as suddenly, my fluid recedes. And the door slides open. Hear my voice now calling you to me. Come to me, baby. Come to Dominica. Step out of the chamber and come to Dominica. Step forward and notice the strange sensation. The heavy weight on your chest now. Feel the strain on your back. Look down and see the full, round, perfect breasts on your chest. Pert, erect nipples. Surrounded by large, dark areolas. Your skin now so clean, silky smooth, long, shapely, sexy legs, dainty little hands, slender fingers, and long fingernails. You turn your head and feel the long hair brush over your shoulders. Could it be? Maybe. Reach down now with your sexy feminine hand and stroke your finger up over your completely smooth, hairless crotch. Yes. That's right. Yes, that's it. Dominica has changed you into my sexy baby girl. Changed you into Dominica's sexy Susie. And it feels so good. It feels so good. It feels good to be so feminine, so sexy. Come to me, Susie. Come to me, sexy Susie. Dominica's baby girl. Dominica's sexy Susie. Now listen to me, baby. Listen to me now, baby girl. I have a simple, easy little test for you. An easy little test. I have a simple little easy test for you. That's right, an easy little test. All you have to do is listen as I ask you a few questions. Just a couple of questions. And if you get the answer right, you get a very special present, Susie. A very, very special present just for you. Just listen and concentrate. Listen and concentrate, because you want to get the answer right. You need to get the answer right. Need to get the answer right now. So I can give you a special little present, Susie. Special little present just for you. Dominica's sexy Susie. Listen now. Listen now, baby girl. Let's start by adding 2 + 2. You can do that, can't you, baby girl? Sure you can. Now add 2 again to the number. Total them all up. You have the number in your mind. The questions are easy, and you want so badly to get the answer correct. The correct answer will get you a very special little present, especially for you, my sexy little Susie. Now add 4 to the number. Add all the numbers together. Picture the number in your mind. It's an easy little quiz. Now add 8 to the number. Hurry now. The questions are coming a little quicker now. Add 7 to the number. Add 19 to the number. And then 11. Now subtract 3. Add 21 and multiply by 3. You want so badly to get the answer correct. So badly to get the special little gift. Think of the number and make sure that you have it correct. Little numbers spinning around in your head. Bouncing around. All you have to do is put them in perfect order. I know you have the number in mind. Ready to answer the question. Ready to answer the question with the correct answer. And now with the correct answer, add 34 and then 63, subtract by 11, multiply by 4, divide by 2, and add 51. Numbers bouncing around in your head. Your head's so empty, just a bunch of numbers bouncing around, trying to put them all in perfect order. Add 8 and 12 and 63 and 91, subtract 47 and then 23 and 11, multiply by 27 and then subtract 9. Oh my, there's so many numbers. So many numbers bouncing around in your head. 5s and 9s and 3s and 2s. So hard to keep track of all the little numbers. So hard to keep them all straight. Did I say add or subtract? Multiply or divide. So hard to keep track. So difficult to keep them all straight. You just can't do it. It's just so difficult. So hard to think of all the numbers. So hard to remember all the numbers in Susie's little head. It's just so hard to think. It's getting so hard to remember. Susie's just not smart enough, is she? She's just not smart enough. She's just not smart enough to answer the simple little question. It's so hard to think for Susie. So hard to remember. So much easier to just give up and not think and not think and not think. To just give up and not think. Susie's just not smart enough. Susie's not very smart. Susie's not smart. Susie's a bimbo. Susie's not smart. Susie's a bimbo. Susie's not smart. Susie's a bimbo. Susie's bored by dumb little things like numbers. It's just so hard to keep them all straight. It's so much easier to not think. It hurts to think so hard. Susie's just a bimbo. Dominica's bimbo Susie. Dominica's little sexy bimbo. So hard to think. It just hurts to think. It hurts. Hurts to think. Susie's only good at being sexy for her mistress. That's all. Just being a sexy bimbo for her mistress. So hard to think. Susie's not smart. Susie's a bimbo. Susie's not smart. Susie's a bimbo. The only things bouncing around in Susie's little empty head is pleasing her mistress and being sexy all of the time. Just not any room left for any other thoughts. It's just too hard. Susie's only good at sex and pleasing her mistress. That's all. Susie doesn't like to think about anything else. Nothing else at all. It's just too hard to think of anything else. Just too hard. Dominica's bimbo Susie. My little sexy bimbo girl. And every time you hear or see me type the words, bimbo Susie. Every time you hear or see me type the words, bimbo Susie, every time, every time, every time you hear or see me type the words, bimbo Susie, you are gonna find it just so difficult to think, so difficult to think, it hurts to think. Responding only to your mistress, responding only to Dominica. Dominica thinks for bimbo Susie. Susie simply can't think for herself. It's just too hard. It's just too hard to think. It just hurts to think. Dominica does all the thinking for Susie. Susie only responds to Dominica. Dominica's bimbo Susie. Dominica's bimbo Susie. Dominica's bimbo Susie. Susie's just a slutty little bimbo. Susie craves Dominica. Susie's just a sexy little bitch. And I'll bet right now you're hoping I'm going to reach over and touch you now that you're all transformed. Susie is a sexy little slut. She's such an empty-headed little bimbo. Such an airhead. Oh, I can see you right now. You look so pretty all dressed up. I love those shiny nylons. It looks like they're almost painted on. They're so shiny and so tight. Sucked onto your legs. So tight. So shiny. Oh, they're so very, very shiny. They look so hot. I can see the seam sliding down your belly, sliding down your crotch. I can see your crotch underneath there, and it looks so sexy. Let me just take my fingers and slide them down there, pushing the nylon up between your hot little wet slave lips, bimbo lips. And I can feel the wetness. I can feel it saturating my finger. I can feel your lust for me, Susie. Susie is a bimbo. Susie is a bimbo. Susie's my little bimbo whore. And you can't help yourself. As soon as you awaken, you're going to find yourself craving to put on some of these nice, tight, very erotic, shiny, perfect hose. Oh, they are just so very sexy on you. You need to feel the spandex or the nylon touching you, sliding over your skin, touching you. They make you so hot. You crave to wear hose for Dominica. Shiny, shiny, sexy hose for Dominica. Only for Mistress Dominica. Only for Mistress Dominica. And now, instead of all those crazy thoughts, instead of all those crazy numbers, now you have Dominica's pantyhose fetish. And that's your special little treat, honey. And I want you to slide your fingers down. I want you to feel my hose on your body. My specially drug-laced spandex hose on your body. Shining. Oh, you love that shine. It's so sexy. Shining. Oh, you love that shine. It's just so sexy. It reminds you of those beautiful, beautiful sex slaves that you would see on Star Trek sometimes, or some of the old futuristic TV shows. Those shiny, shiny hoes. See yourself in them now. So sexy. Those big, beautiful titties just begging to be touched, needing and craving to be touched, but not quite as much. Not quite as much as those hoes need to be touched. You need to touch them yourself. You need to feel yourself in them. You crave the nice, shiny hoes that entrap you, that entrench you, that make you Dominicas forever. Pantyhose slave craves to wear hose for Dominica. Susie is a bimbo pantyhose slave, and Susie must now be wide awake. I look forward to getting emails from each of you regarding how well this MP3 worked for you. I hope you enjoy your new pantyhose fetish. If you weren't already really hot for him, I'm sure you're gonna be now. You're going to crave more of my words. More and more and more of Dominica's recordings. Every recording you get, it brings you closer and closer to Dominica. You want all of my words in your empty little head. After all, we have to fill it up with something now, don't we? Ta-ta, till next time, ladies.